This is Cameron Mitchell with a welcome to Stars Over Hollywood, presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk. And here is your host for Carnation, Art Ballinger.
Welcome to Hollywood, home and workshop of the world's most glamorous people. Each week, Stars Over Hollywood is brought to you by Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk. And today we present transcribed Fog Warning, starring Cameron Mitchell. Ladies, when you buy milk, remember that no other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, good, good. For milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, rich, rich. For milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
Yes, it's Carnation, bringing you Stars Over Hollywood. And speaking of stars, here's Cameron Mitchell.
Hello, Art. Hello, everybody.
You know, everyone's saying what a wonderful picture Death of a Salesman is. And there's much praise for a young man by the name of Cameron Mitchell who plays the younger brother. You were in the New York Stage Company, too, weren't you, Cam?
Yes, Art. Also in the radio and television versions. You might say that I've been thoroughly indoctrinated in the role.
Well, it looks like yours is to be a movie career from now on, Cam, with that crisp new 20th Century Fox contract in your pocket. Tell me, what are some of the pictures in which you've appeared?
Well, right after the war, I appeared in Homecoming, High Barbary, and Cast Timberlane. Just recently, I finished Outcast of Poker Flat, the Bret Hart classic.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, I'm doing Victor Hugo's Les Miserables.
Well, that takes in a wide range of roles, Cam. But then there's nothing like variety to keep up one's interest. And there's a thought in that for homemakers, too, incidentally. Just think how much more interesting life around the dinner table can be when variety is used in preparing ordinary, everyday foods. Potatoes, for example, really come to life in cream sauce made with Carnation evaporated milk. Carnation adds new flavor to many things because it's more than double rich milk, concentrated by having water removed. So when you need milk for cooking, you simply add to Carnation an equal amount of water, and you have not only good rich milk, but milk that's actually richer than any state standard for bottled milk. And when you need cream, just use Carnation undiluted. For Carnation, as it pours from the can, has the consistency of cream. It's heavy enough to whip. Besides, Carnation costs less than half as much as cream and a lot less than bottled milk. So, friends, why not keep your meals more interesting, more economical, with double-rich Carnation, the milk from contented cows. And now, Act One of Fog Warning, starring Cameron Mitchell as Dino Coletti. Curtain going up. When a blanket of fog spreads itself over the rugged Monterey coastline, fishermen usually have only two choices. If they're in the harbor, they stay in. If they're at sea, they sail as far away from the treacherous coast as they can. But Dino Coletti, skipper of the fishing boat West Wind, seems to have found a third choice. He and his partner, Mike Russo, are an hour out of Monterey with a hold full of fish when the fog closes in on them.
It's getting pretty thick, Dino. Maybe we should lay off until this afternoon and might live.
You're getting cautious in your old age, Mike. Don't you trust me?
Just like I trust my own son, but I don't trust the fog. When I hear the surf breaking on Point Joe, the wine inside of me begins to sour.
It won't be as sour as the faces of the other crews when we're first in with a day's catch.
If we get too close to Point Joe, we'll be first at the bottom of the sea with a catch.
Mike, you talk like an old woman.
Yeah, and the harbor master would talk worse than an old woman if you sailed into the harbor in this soup.
I'm getting used to that, Mike. It wouldn't feel like home without Brian waiting at the dock to bawl me out. And today I've got a special reason for getting back into the harbor. I'm going to ask Susan Farrell to marry me.
Marry Susan Farrell? Dino, that's a big mistake. But if you've got to have a wife, at least pick one from home.
From home? Salinas is only 19 miles from Monterey.
Yeah, but that's 19 miles on the land, Dino. It's like some other country. The people of Salinas are farm people. They don't know anything of the sea or fishing.
You know better than that, Mike. Susan and her father are both fishermen.
Oh, sure, sure. On Sundays, they rent the boat and they fish for an hour or two. That's not real fishing.
Well, I don't know what else you'd call it.
Well, laugh now if you want. You'll find out these people don't even speak the same language we do.
Susan and I speak the same language.
Well, just remember, I warn you.
Well, there you are, Mike. Right dead in the center of the harbor entrance. I told you we'd be first in with a catch.
Someday, when you don't listen to the warning signals, you're going to be sorry.
I listen to the signals inside my head, Mike. They tell me when to go ahead and when to stop. Now it's time to stop. Unload for me, will you, Mike? I'm in a hurry to get cleaned up.
Ahoy the west wind.
Uh-oh. The harbor master.
Here we go again.
Ahoy the dock.
I might have known it was you, Dinum.
Hiya, Mr. Bryan. What's the matter? You seem upset about something.
Well, certainly I'm upset. Who wouldn't be with you sailing into the harbor in this fog?
I didn't think it would be this thick. But everything's all right. I got in safely, Mr. Bryan.
Yes, you got in safely. But there's other boats in this harbor beside the west wind. And it's their safety I'm concerned with. Do you know, as much as I like you, you're a menace. The next time this happens, you're going to lose your license.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bryan. It won't happen again.
You've been saying that for the 3 years I've been harbor master, and you haven't changed yet. But this is your last warning, Dino. The next time you endanger the shipping in this harbor by coming in when conditions are like this, you'll find yourself without a boat.
Well, that'd be rough. You know, with the load Mike and I have in the hold, I can make the last payment on the west wind today.
Well, that's fine, Dino. But don't forget what I said. One more time and no more license.
I'll remember, Mr. Bryan.
We'll see that you do. I have enough trouble without having to spend all my time.
He's pretty mad, Dino.
He'll get over it. He always does.
But he's never been this mad before.
Mike, you worry too much. Now, take care of everything, and I'll be back as soon as I can.
Yeah, have a good time in Salinas.
I hope the signal's in his head all right.
Anybody home?
Hold your horses, young man. I'm coming as quickly as I can. Hello, Dino.
Hello, Mr. Farrell. Where's Susan?
Over at Mrs. Benton's. Our radio went out of whack, so she went over there to listen to the weather reports.
She shouldn't worry about me. I'm a better sailor in the fog than I am in fair weather.
Now, you'll have to convince her of that, lad, if you can.
I hope to convince her of that today, Mr. Farrell. With your permission, I'm going to ask Susan to marry me.
Ah, Dino, my boy, that's wonderful. But, frankly, it isn't much of a surprise. I expected it long before this.
Well, I wanted to wait until my boat was paid for, Mr. Farrell. And today, when the cannery pays me for my catch, I'll be able to make the last payment.
Good boy, Dino. And, say, now that you're almost one of the family, how about letting me in on a secret?
If I can, Mr. Farrell.
Well, Dino, you know, I've been fishing off this coast for 20 years, and I still haven't caught a really big fish. Now, you know all the places. Where can I get the biggest halibut Monterey has ever seen?
That's a pretty tall order, Mr. Farrell. I don't know where you can get the biggest halibut, but I do know where there are some pretty good sized ones.
I knew it. Where, boy? Where?
You know where Point Joe is?
Yes.
Well, about 20 yards off Point Joe, there's a sandy bottom. It's a pretty deep hole with rocks all around it. You might lose a few hooks on the rock, but once you find it, you'll get your big fish.
Dino, you've made me the happiest man in Salinas. I'll take Susan out there next Sunday and...
Dino, I'm so glad you're here. I've been worried all day.
Oh, about a little fog?
A little fog? I couldn't even see the tops of the mountains between here and Monterey.
Well, you won't be thinking of mountains when you hear what Dino has told me.
Oh?
I just told him where I thought he could catch a big fish.
That's not all. But I'd better go clean up my tack. I can't wait.
Now, what have you two got up your sleeves? From the expression on your face, it's something more important than catching fish.
To me, it's the most important thing, Susan. Well...
Dino, what are you trying to say?
Susan, will you marry me?
Dino, I...
We can buy a little house near the bay and...
Oh, Dino, please.
Susan, what's the matter? I thought you loved me.
I do, Dino, I do. But it's not as easy as that. Ever since we met, I've been waiting for the day when you'd ask me to marry you. But now I'm frightened.
Frightened? Of what?
Of the fog, Dino. I'm frightened for myself when I think of what might happen to you out there.
Oh, Susan, you're making something out of nothing. I'll tell you a secret about the fog. When I can't see, I use a trick my father taught me when I was a kid. I listen, and by the noise of the surf and the sound of the foghorns, I know exactly where I am.
That sounds wonderful, Dino.
Well, Susan, if you were out there with me, I could make you understand there's nothing to be frightened of.
How can you say that? Every year, fishing boats are pounded to splinters on the rocks. I've been on the docks and watched the wives waiting for men who could never come back. Can't you understand what would happen to me, Dino?
But I've tried to explain, Susan. The fog doesn't bother me, and if it did, I couldn't stop it from rolling in when I was fishing.
You don't have to go fishing, Dino.
But that's my work. That's how I live.
There's other work, less dangerous work.
Susan, do you realize what you're saying? You're asking me to give up everything I've worked for, everything I've lived for since I was old enough to crawl around the deck of my father's boat. It's my whole life.
But it's not my life, Dino, and I don't want to make it my life. It would be easier for me not to have you at all than to have you and live in the constant fear that at any moment I might lose you.
Well, you're being childish, Susan.
And you're being stubborn and selfish.
Well, if that's the way you feel, I might as well leave.
That's the way I feel, Dino.
I guess Mike was right when he said we didn't speak the same language. Goodbye.
And so the curtain falls on the first act of today's radio drama, Fog Warning, starring Cameron Mitchell and brought to you by Carnation Evaporated Milk. Before we return to the second act, here is our food and cooking expert, Carnation's home service director, Mary Blake. Well, what do you have to say for yourself, Mary?
What I have to say, Art, concerns every woman who knows the value of using sour cream or milk in making breads and cakes.
Well, Mary, I guess everybody recognizes the fact that sour milk or cream gives cakes, rolls, and cookies better flavor and texture. And yet women don't seem to take advantage of it as much as you'd think.
Art, that's because a lot of women don't know about all of Carnation Evaporated Milk's many uses.
Well, you tell us, Mary.
All right, Art. First of all, for every cup of sour milk called for in a recipe, you can have extra rich sour milk simply by using 1/2 cup Carnation, 1/2 cup water, and then adding 1 tablespoon lemon juice or vinegar.
Simple as that, hmm? Mm-hmm. Well, say, now, what about sour cream?
Just use 1 cup of Carnation undiluted for each cup of sour cream called for by the recipe. And again, add 1 tablespoon lemon juice or vinegar.
Well, that tip's going to come in mighty handy when I make Sunday morning pancakes and waffles, Mary.
Tell your wife to try it in salad dressings, too, Art. It's a Carnation shortcut that's really worthwhile. Right now, I'll be running along. Bye, Art.
See you next week, Mary. Ladies, why not take Mary Blake's grand suggestion for on-hand sour milk or cream? Keep your canned goods shelf well stocked with the milk of many uses. Double rich Carnation, the milk that whips. We return now to the second act of Fog Warning, starring Cameron Mitchell in the role of Dino Coletti. Because Dino Coletti, a commercial fisherman, has refused to give up his fishing, Susan Farrell will not marry him. She thinks his work is too hazardous. For the past 2 weeks, Dino's boat, West Wind, has been tied to the dock in Monterey Harbor. And Mike Russo, Dino's partner, is worried about Dino's lack of interest.
For 2 weeks, you've been sitting here, Dino. Ain't you going to fish no more?
Sure. Sure, I'll be going out, but I don't know when.
I thought with the West Wind paid for, we'd be going out every day. That girl, she did this to you.
Don't try to blame anything on Susan.
Okay, Dino, okay. Don't get sore. I guess when I don't work, I get kind of nervous.
You want to go to work? Why don't you sign on another boat? Any skipper in the harbor would be glad to have you.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be glad to have him. We worked together too long, Dino. No, no. Well, I think I get a job on the beach. I mend nets or something.
Mend nets? I'd like to see that. When the fish started to run, you'd go crazy. You're not for the beach, Mike. You're for the sea and fishing.
And you, Dino, what are you for? Tied up here at the dock while every fishing boat in the harbor is bringing in record catches? Is that what you're for, to watch while others work?
All right, Mike, all right. Anything's better than listening to you rave. Tell you what I'll do. I'll go out and buy some new jigs while you gas her up and get her ready. We'll go out tomorrow morning.
Dino, you mean it? We're going to fish again?
If we can get her ready in time.
Oh, we get her ready. She'll be ship-shape before you get back. Oh, solo mio.
Hey, Mike.
Oh, fair. What do you want?
Susan, it's on the wall. I don't want her to hear. Where's Dino?
He's not here.
Will you give him a message for me?
Maybe I will, maybe I won't. Your daughter caused a lot of trouble for Dino. Now he's just beginning to feel better. I won't tell him anything to make him feel bad again.
Oh, don't worry. This will fix everything. Tell him that Susan and I are going fishing today.
Going fishing? Now, what does he care?
He'll care. Tell him I'm going to get that halibut he told me about. Tell him we're going to stay out until I get it, no matter how long it takes.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Now, don't forget, I'm going to get that halibut he told me about, and Susan and I are going to stay out until I get it.
Okay, I'll tell him.
Good, good. Be sure he gets the message just the way I told it to you. And thanks.
Yeah. I never heard anyone get so excited about catching one fish before. He must be crazy in the head.
Here I am, Susan. Have you got all the tackle aboard?
It's all here. It's so late now. Do you think we should go out?
Oh, what can happen? There's not a cloud in the sky. It's a perfect day for fishing.
I've seen these perfect days before. Late in the afternoon, the fog comes in so quickly.
The fog. That's all you can think about. Now, let me get my hands on that outboard. Wait till I prime it again. Now, let's see. I'll try it again. Now. There we go. Sailing over the pounding main, and many a stormy wind. All set, Mike. Oh, yeah. All set, Dino. Plenty of gas, plenty of water. All we need now is plenty of fish.
We'll get those tomorrow. We'll fill her so full, she'll come back in like a submarine.
That's the way to talk. Now, it's just like old times.
Ahoy, West Wind.
Hiya, Mr. Bryan.
Hello, Dino. You figuring out fishing again?
Yeah, I sure am.
When do you plan on going out?
Tomorrow morning.
That's good. With the bank of fog coming in, it'll hit us in about an hour.
I can smell it. And if my nose is any judge, it'll roll in sooner than that.
Just don't get any ideas, Dino.
What do you mean?
Remember what I told you 2 weeks ago? It still holds.
I remember. The West Wind is paid for now, and I'm not going to take any chance on losing it.
I just thought I'd remind you. If you endanger the shipping in this harbor again, you can kiss the West Wind goodbye.
You don't have to worry about me, Mr. Bryan.
I hope not, Dino. I hope not.
Mr. Bryan sure can stay mad a long time, huh?
Yeah, I guess he has a right to, Mike. I've been pretty much of a fool.
But that's all over now, eh, Dino? Now we catch plenty of fishes, and everybody's happy, including Mr. Bryan.
That's the way it will be, Mike. Everybody will be happy.
Sailing over the bounding main, and many a stormy wind. Wait, hold it, I'm going to strike it. Nope, just another false alarm.
Dad, don't you think we should go back? I don't like the feel of the weather. It's getting cold and damp.
Just a little while longer, Susan. There's a big one down there, and I am going to get him.
But, Dad, look out to sea. The whole horizon has disappeared.
Oh, that's nothing but your imagination. It'll be clear until sundown.
I hope you're right. Whatever made you come to this spot so far from the harbor? We never fished so close to Point Joe before.
Oh, just a hunch. And if things work out, it'll be the luckiest hunch I ever had. sailing over the mountain main.
You got a good nose, Dino. The fog came in fast today.
And it'll be thick as mud until morning.
That was Sir Farrell Wright. He'll have a tough time finding his way back.
Farrell? Did he go out today?
Yeah, a couple hours ago. Oh, I forgot. He gave me a message for you.
What kind of a message?
Oh, I don't know. Something about a halibut. Let me think.
Halibut?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He said to tell you he and his daughter were going to stay out until he caught that halibut you told him about.
He and Susan? Is she out there with him?
No, that's what he said.
Oh, he must be crazy. If they try to come back in, they'll pile up in the rocks, and they can't stay out there all night.
Well, it's his own fault, Dino. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Well, I can go out there and get him.
Dino, you can't. Bryan will see that you'll never fish again.
There are more important things than fishing. Now cast her off.
Mm-hmm.
sure the anchor's holding? The surf sounds so much closer than it did.
I hope it's holding. I can't see a thing. Are you sure you're warm enough? I can let you wear this old sweater of mine.
You keep that on and button it up around your neck. Likely to be a long time before you get that motor started. You sure there's gas in it?
It was full when we left the harbor. I don't know what could have happened to it. Well, I'll tinker with it some more. Now, I'll give it a spin. Maybe it'll turn over. No, no luck. I can't imagine what's wrong with it.
Try it again. I'm sure the anchor's dragging. The surf sounds so much closer.
Now, don't worry, Susan. I have a feeling that everything is going to be all right.
I certainly hope so. I don't know why I let you talk me into coming out here today. When we got such a late start, I knew the fog would come in before we could get back.
Well, that's my fault, Susan. But you'll see, it won't be long before we're safe and sound.
Now you really did it, Dino. You'll never be able to talk Brian out of it this time.
Oh, that doesn't matter. You think I could let Susan and her father stay out there? Well, they'd never find their way back into the harbor in this soup. And if they stay there, the swells would drift them onto the rocks of Point Joe. No anchor would hold them. Why didn't they come back in when the fog started to settle?
Well, the old man said he was going to stay out until he caught that fish.
Even if he knows better than to stay out till that fog is so thick that...
Wait a minute. Listen.
I don't hear nothing.
Hold it quiet. We're almost off the point. I'm going to run by at once. If they hear our motor, they'll call out.
Dino, don't take any chances. If you run around a rock, the bottom will rip out of it just like a wet paper bag.
It's a risk I'll have to take. Now, don't talk. I got to be able to hear the surf.
Hear anything?
No, not a thing. I'll have to try again.
Dino, be careful. Please be careful.
Quiet. Hear anything?
I don't know. I can't be sure.
Dino!
There.
Dino! Mr. Farrell! Susan! Susan! We're coming! Susan! Susan!
Dino! Oh, Dino!
Don't come in any closer, Dino! Let me come out to you!
Susan, careful now. Oh, there you are. Safe aboard.
Oh, Dino, how did you ever find us?
Oh, it was easy. Remember the trick I told you about?
It wasn't so easy. If your dad hadn't been able to start that motor, we all might have gone on the rocks.
Well, how did you finally get it started, Dad?
Oh, I just turned on the ignition.
Dad.
Well, I had to do something so you two would find each other. Now that I've found you, I'll never let you go again.
Oh, Dino.
Mike, you better take the wheel. Dino can't steer with both arms around my daughter.
So you see, Mr. Bryan, it was all my fault. If I hadn't meddled in my daughter's affairs, this wouldn't have happened.
I understand all that, but I still have my duty to perform.
I can promise you, Mr. Bryan, that Dino will never do anything foolish again, and... perhaps I have more influence over him than you have.
I think you have, young lady. Dino, your license is hereby suspended for 1 month from this date, provided that you spend that month on your honeymoon.
Is that a deal, Dino?
Darling, I'll tell you what. I've thought it over, and I'm going to sell the West Wind.
Oh, no, you don't. If you sell the West Wind, where will we spend our honeymoon?
And so the curtain comes down on the final act of Fog Warning. This week's Stars Over Hollywood show is presented by Carnation Evaporated Milk and starring Cameron Mitchell. In just a moment, we'll have news about next week's show. Meantime, how about a curtain call, Cameron Mitchell?
Right here, Art.
Nice going, Cam. You're batting 1,000, as usual.
Well, that's a compliment that means more to me than you think, Art.
Oh, I've heard all about your semi-pro baseball career, Cam, and frankly, I envy you. That's the sort of background any father would like to be able to tell his son about.
Sons, Art. I have three, you know.
Three boys. Well, that takes care of the outfield.
Sure does. The youngest isn't quite so active yet. He's only 2 months old.
Right at the carnation stage, eh?
That's right.
Well, don't you worry. He'll be the most active kid in the block. Carnation evaporated milk will see to that. It's so full of bodybuilding milk minerals, plus important vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin. And while your boy is still in the baby stage, Cam, there's so much comfort in knowing Carnation is safe. Doubly safe, really, because Carnation is not only pasteurized, it's sterilized after the can is sealed. Yes, and heat-refined Carnation digests ever so easily in babies' delicate systems. So you can see why 8 out of 10 mothers who use Carnation say their doctor recommended it. Carnation is the milk every doctor knows. And as every listener knows, your performance today was great, Cam. We want you to take home this bouquet to your wife, a worthy Carnation mother. These red and white carnations are just like those pictured on every can of Carnation evaporated milk.
Thanks very much, Art. Now, how about telling me what's on for next week?
Well, next Saturday, we're going to have as our star of the day, Miss Deborah Padgett, one of the loveliest and most talented young stars in Hollywood.
You can say that again, Art. Miss Padgett is the young lady I fall in love with in my current picture. What's the story about?
Well, it's about the beauty in the brain, and that's the title, Beauty in the Brain. And to make the story even more intriguing, it takes place in Hollywood.
Now I'm even more than interested. I'll be certain to tune in next Saturday to find out how Deborah Padgett makes out. But now it's goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, Cameron Mitchell. Mr. Mitchell appeared through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox Studios, whose current release is the Technicolor production Red Skies of Montana. The story on today's Stars Over Hollywood was written by Frank Edmonds. Supporting Mr. Mitchell were Jay Novello, Janet Warren, John Brown, and Ed Max. The program was transcribed and directed by Hans Conried. Ladies, when you shop for groceries today, be sure to have Carnation, the world's favorite brand of evaporated milk, on your shopping list. No other kind of milk has as many uses as Carnation.
Carnation for cooking.
Carnation for coffee.
Carnation for baby feeding.
Good, 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 for milk that's extra good, you should get the brand that's called Carnation. Rich, 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 for milk that's creamy rich, you should get the brand that's called Carnation.
And now for the Carnation Company and Stars Over Hollywood, this is Art Ballinger suggesting that you be sure to listen next Saturday for Deborah Padgett in Beauty and the Brain. And be sure to see the George Burns and Gracie Allen television show for Carnation Evaporated Milk. Stay tuned now for Grand Central Station, which follows immediately over most of these stations. Stars Over Hollywood comes to you from our Hollywood studios and is heard in Canada over the Dominion Network of the Canadian Broadcasting Corporation.